I'm Emily, and I'm the Director of Adaptive Recreation and Inclusion at Reach for Resources.
Hi, Emily. With so many directions that Reach for Resources helps individuals, what do you do?
Our main goal with adaptive recreation is to improve people's quality of life, getting them social connections, exercise, anything to help improve their quality of life.
What kind of activities make that possible?
We offer a really wide variety of programming, anything from social groups to social skills groups. We do sports for individuals of all abilities in a safe setting. We also do community outings in restaurants and movie theaters, community centers, spaces that just everybody uses. We also do bingo and karaoke and dances and all types of activities to get people involved.
Could you tell us about someone who benefited from the adaptive recreation with Reach for Resources?
Nicholas started in our teens group a couple of years ago. Our teens group has a focus of independent living skills and encouraging our teens to get out in the community and learn how to do things on their own. And Nicholas has really gotten some great opportunities for socializing with peers who are just like him and helping him practice his social skills in a safe environment. So he started in our Teen Explorers program, and now he participates in some of our other recreation programs as well.
Emily, what would you say is your favorite activity that you get to do?
My favorite programming that we do is our summer outdoor programming. We do a great program called Picnic and Pontoon Fishing with our partners, Fishing for Life. And they have volunteers who take us out on pontoons on Medicine Lake, where we're able to catch fish and have a picnic dinner. With them, we've also done ice fishing, which is really fun too.
You also mentioned the inclusion program. What is that?
I just want people to know what inclusion support is and that it's offered free of charge for the families. Inclusion programming, we're providing one-on-one assistance to help an individual be included in the typical Parks and Rec program. So we're out in city Parks and Rec programs giving the individualized assistance so people can participate alongside their typical peers.
How has the COVID-19 stay-at-home order affected your activities?
It has pretty significantly impacted what we're doing. Unfortunately, we support a vulnerable population, so we're being really careful, of course, right now during the stay-at-home order, not doing any programming in person and hoping to resume whenever it's safe. But for now, we do have virtual program offerings that we are coming up with and adding more every day on our online registration page for participants. I just had a virtual game day on Mondays. We also have our Wednesday night social group that's got 15 participants who get together every Wednesday night. We have an online book club that we're going to be doing virtually and virtual bingo and movie night. So we're really doing our best to give our participants an outlet during this time because a lot of people are really isolated at home.
Emily, thank you so much for sharing more about Reach for Resources with us.
Thank you so much.